Moira Veraboisa, I'd like to introduce our speaker for tonight. I'd like to just share with you a quick thought. This week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, is told he's supposed to produce water for Klal Yisrael. Min ha-sela hazeh noitzi lochem mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to produce water. And something happens wrong. It's a machloikes, before Hashem, exactly what happened wrong. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shimuno Hamoirim. Hamin Asela Azeh Noitzi Lechem Mayim. Shimuno Hamoirim. Listen. Listen. Rashi says, what does it mean, Shimuno Hamoirim? Lachain Amr Lehem Hamoirim. Loshin Yevani Shoitim. It's Greek. The word Moirim is Shoitim. So, the Yeshua's Malkoi, Yeshua Mikutna, he's asked, since when is Rashi bringing that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Klal Yisrael in Greek? Why is there a conversation in Greek? Moirin es Moireyem, I mean, Asela Hazeh, Noitzi Lechem Mayim. Speaking in Greek, Hamoirim es Moireyem. Zok to Yeshua Smalko, Moiredik avot, Rabbi say, Moiredik. He says the following thing. He says, there's two different types of chachmas in the world. There's one chachma which is called Chachmas HaTorah. There's another chachma which is called Chachma Yevanis. Yevan is the epitome of chachma, of culture, of sophistication, of any type of technology. There's Chachmas HaTorah, and there's Chochma Bagoyim, Chochma Bagoyim Tamin. Who's the epitome of Chochma's Yavan? Now, if we would have the opportunity for just a little while to bring back Rabbi Kiva Eger and to be able to talk to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and we would say to him, can you help us out with Pshat in this Rajba, in this Ritva? Even in something contemporary, or Reb Shlomo Hyman, or a Pnei Yeshua. Do you know what a schus it would be? Do you know how helpful it would be? Imagine if you could have the Rajba here. You go back even further generations, you could have an Amoira, you could have a conversation, and ask him to explain it to you. Do you know how much he would enhance our understanding? That's in Chochmas HaTorah. The further back you go, the more they know, the more they can enlighten us. But you know, there are great minds, like Alexander Graham Bell, who was the first one to invent the telephone. So he was a brilliant person. But if we would bring him here today and we would show him the new types of phones, fiber optics, he has no clue what that is. Then you have facsimiles, doesn't know what that is either. You have cell phones, he has no clue. We would bring Alexander Graham Bell here today, he wouldn't help us at all. He would have nothing to offer. He doesn't know what we're doing. We are much more advanced than he is. Sir Isaac Newton, or any of the great minds, they have nothing to give us. We would be able to teach them. We could teach them a thing or two, because we know more. What was going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shimuna ha-moirim. Rashi says, Moirim es moireyim. They're trying to teach their rebbes. They're trying to tell their abeim. They're telling them, we're going to tell you what you should be doing. So Rashi says, it's Loshen Yevani. You're speaking Greek. Because in a Greek culture, the younger generation knows better than the older generation. But in a Yiddish culture, It's our Rebbeim that we're looking for direction. They're the ones that can teach us. Now, the challenge that we have is to be able to have a Rebbe that we can identify with, that we feel that we can connect with. That's necessary for us to be able to have something that we feel we're talking the same language. One of my Rebbeim asked me the following question. You have the opportunity to meet the Briskerov, or you have an opportunity to meet Reb Chaim. Which one would you meet? Which one would you rather meet? The Briskerov is the son of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Brisker, he's the one, he's mamish started the Brisker Derech. So automatically my answer was, of course I'd rather meet Reb Chaim. He said, no, I'd rather meet the Briskerov. Because I felt if I met Reb Chaim, I wouldn't be able to relate. It would be just like, I feel like I'd be just looking at just like the sun. The Briskerov, maybe I'd be able to relate to him and get something. So the challenge is to have a Rebbe that we can relate to, someone that we feel that we can connect with. And then we listen. Aboisai, we Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is constantly in states of evolving. And I'm very proud and very happy to introduce to all of you the new Magachira in Unzer Yeshiva of Noach Glantz, the Shevet of Tzivrita.
Baruch Hashem, I stayed a learning because I have no idea what fiber optics are or facsimiles. I think the Rosh Hashiva made up that word. Shos Rosh Hashiva, Rebbeim, the Hilgo Talmidim, the Mavakshei Hashem. Baruch Be'er used to call his Talmidim Mavakshei Hashem. That's how Baruch Be'er used to call his Talmidim Mavakshei Hashem. So Alpia Gemara and Brachos. Gemara Brachos says that Rabbi Yehuda used to be the Darshan. Rabbi Yehuda used to call the Talmidim, the Tanoim, Mavakshei Hashem. Why? Because after the Chet Eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu took his oil and he moved it outside of the Machane. And the Pasuk says whoever wanted to be Mavakesh Hashem would have to go out 2 mil and would have to go to the oil. That's where the Shekhinah was. To go find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, ask the Shailas. So Rabbi Yehuda made a Kal V'chomer. If you're only going 2 miles, and you're called a Mavakshei Hashem, the Tanayim, the Amarayim, that walk from city to city, they leave their families in Vechule, and they go out, so Kol Shekein, they're Mavakshei Hashem. A Meiritik Amayla Mavakshei Hashem. Maisa seemingly, Hayoy Mazeh, everyone's a Mavakshei Hashem. Come from New York. I'm from New York, so everything else is chutz la'aretz compared to New York. Right, the five boroughs is Flatbush, Borough Park, Muncie, Kitzer. Everyone's Mavakshei Hashem. Shaila is, are we really Mavakshei Hashem? Vos meint us Mavakshei Hashem? It's an unbelievable maisa with Chaim Shmuel Levitz that he went to go visit his uncle's yeshiva, Avram Yafin in the Vardik, and he asked Rav Avram, said, show me the best bacher in yeshiva. I want to see the best bacher in yeshiva. So he took him over to one boy, said, this boy, what a lamdin. Ah, a zoi svara, he can make Rav Chaim look silly. It's such a lamdin. He goes, okay, to another boy. This boy, the masmid of the yeshiva. Unbelievable, 36 hours straight. But this is telling to Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the masmid of the yeshiva. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to learn 36 hours straight and then till he platzed. If you tell him Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, someone's a masmid, he better be a masmid. No messing around. Takes him to a third boy. This boy, ooh, tzaddik hador, such midas toivus. Rav Chaim asks, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Lamaisa, who is, I asked you who the best boy is, who's the best boy? Who's the best bacher in yeshiva? Takes him to a fourth boy, and he says, Thus is the best boy in yeshiva. How could it be? He wasn't the lamdin that you showed me. He wasn't the masmid. He wasn't the tzaddik. What's the nekuda by him that makes him so great? So to Avram Yafin, he's a mavakish. And what the nekuda of being a mavakish? And Chaim Shmuel Levitz always feared ois the maisa. You know who that bacher was? The stipler. That boy ended up being the stipler. That's a mavakish. So we see to be a mavakish, mavakshei Hashem, such a maila, You have to understand, what is this, the Mavakish Hashem? What does it mean, the Mavakish Hashem? To be able to vaksois, to such godless. What's the Mavakish? This is an unbelievable yaivitz. Let's go to the source of where we see Mavakshe Hashem. Mavakshe Hashem, like I said earlier, was Moshe Rabbeinu took out his oyel after the Chet Egel. He moved out his oyel. So the Pashup Shad understanding is, it was a punishment. We did the Egel. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to be around Klai Yisrael anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu, move your oyel out, and my Shekhinah will be over there. The Klai Yisrael were bad boys. Patch, move them outside. The Yavit says it's much, much deeper than that. It's not Stam and Oynesh. The Yavit says an unbelievable, I don't know how to say Deher in English. I'm going to have to work on dropping my Yiddish a little bit. But Deher, an unbelievable insight. Yes. An unbelievable insight into what was going on. He says that the Chet Egel happened because in the Teva of the world, when you have something daily, so the natural order of things is you get used to it, eventually you get sickened by it. Everyone wants a steak. Oh, a steak, you know, once, you know, steak is great, once a month. If you have to eat steak every single day, I'm telling you, by the end of a week and a half, 2 weeks, you don't want to see a cow anymore. That's how much you don't want steak. Says the Yavitz, that was the Sherish of the Chet Egel. The Shekhinah was constantly by Klal Yisrael. And they woke up in the morning, Boyre Yilam. They ate lunch, Boyre Yilam. They went to sleep, Boyre Yilam. And whatever that means on their darga, it was Chas V'Shalom, a certain degree, it was Nemas Lehem. Enough already, steak every day, the Shekhinah every day. And that was why they were on whatever the Chet Egel was. Kilu pushed the Kodesh Baruch Hu away and did avoid a Zara. It says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to fix the Shoyresh HaChet. Take the oil out. I'm going to move my Shekhinah out, and then only if you want it. It's something that you're not going to have on your fingertips every single day. Call him a Vakshe Hashem. If you want it, if you have the excitement over it, you want to go out the 2 mil and ask the Shaila and see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's going to be metaking the Shoyre Shachet. So according to the Yavitz, that's a Mavakish. A Mavakish is keeping the Frischkeit, the freshness of Ruchnius, the freshness of Torah, not to be something that becomes an all, something that becomes boring every single day. Chazal say that a person has to drink Divrei Torah b'tzimun, with thirst, to be thirsty for Torah. Anachar Rechayim Shmuel Levitz, someone asked him, how am I going to be zoichet to no Shas? He said, no Shas? What do you mean no Shas? You have to be sick over Shas. You have to want it so badly. You're sick over it. How could I not know Shas? And then you drive yourself to learn, you know, okay, he'll learn 36 hours. Let's learn 3. Not a day. Beretzifus. Lamaisa, that's the Nakuda of Mavakesh. To keep the Frischkeit to every single day, Chazal say, the Torah should be Chadoshim Be'inecha. It's Yadua, that the Gra, in order to be a Talmud of the Gra. So you have a Bechina by the Gra. What do you think the Bechina by the Gra is going to be? Shas, Poiskim, Chayr, a good amount of Kabbalah. It's brought down that wasn't the Bechina, that wasn't the Feher to get into the Gra. Feher to the Gra was, take a Gemara, learn the Daf. One time, two times, three times, four times, five times, Nachumol, 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 40, 50 times. If after tens and tens and hundreds of times, the person was still learning it with the Geschmack, with the Bren, and every time you learn a Gemara, there's something new about it, something fresh about it. He didn't lose it. Was it Nemasloi? He tasted the sweetness of the Torah. Ah, now you could come. Now you could come learn by the Gra, because you're a Mavakish. You have what it needs to have Elias B'Torah. The Torah is something which is bad. Smusai. Bad. Smusai Torah is sweet. Torah is zis. Torah is geschmack. P'kudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. Something which is Mesameach. Shteitin. In that same capital, it's metuka midvash v'noif v'sufim. It's sweeter than honey and honeycombs v'noif v'sufim. It's actually shalom the Gemara, what noif v'sufim is. But metuka midvash, so pashup shat, what? It's metuka midvash. It's sweeter than honey. It's not stam honey. Honey's sweet. Torah is sweeter. Pashup shat is, okay, so it's taka sweeter. Honey's very sweet. The Torah is sweeter. I saw of Gershon Edelstein, the Rashiva Panovich brings down. Why is it sweeter than honey? This nakuda. So the mice, if you eat honey, you know, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is only 2 days. Right? Some people have the minog till through Sukkot to have honey. The end, I just want to kill all the bees. So much honey, it's too sweet. It comes to a certain extent that it makes you sick already, the amount of honey. Torah is mesukim midvash v'noif v'sufim. More and more and more Torah, it's alamol sweet. It's alamol zis. The Torah keeps its sweetness. Yesterday, Taka, Shabbos morning, I the Rav of the shul, so he comes early. I beat him yesterday. I woke up early, and before my kids woke up, I snuck out of the house. Right? So I got to the Beis Medrash to learn. And when the Rav came in, he says, "Oh, you're here so early to learn." I said, so I told him that the Chazon Ish brings down in Michtav. Chazon Ish writes, the sweetest thing that a person could have is waking up early Shabbos morning while it's dark and quiet, opening up a Gemara and start steiging. Writes the Chazon Ish, if a goy would taste that sweetness of Shabbos morning waking up early and steiging, he would immediately be Megayer. How could you not want to be a part of something like this? I said, it wasn't an assignment to come early. Kishmak, quiet, with over in the Gemara, preparing, Gevaldik. Torah's bats, musa sweet. There's a maisa with Rav Aaron Leib. Rav Aaron Leib Shteimer Zolzayin Gezut and Stark. Someone once came to him and said, I know, Torah sweet, and everyone knows, because you're Masam Chaylev and Masuka Midvash. I don't taste it. It's mar. It's bitter. I don't think so. So finally, what can I tell him? So I'll tell you a mushel. Guy's walking by. He sees everyone. He walks by a candy store. Everyone's running into the candy store, filling up their bags. The kids are fighting each other, all to, get it on, give the shkolim that they have in their pockets. And everyone, so guy walks in. This must be the most delicious thing in the world. And he takes a candy and puts it in his mouth. He spits it out right away. It's the most bitter thing he ever tasted. This is disgusting. This is mamish disgusting. He walks up to the candy man. He says, I don't understand. Everyone's going wild over here of this candy. Everyone's putting it in. I tasted it, and it's not delicious at all. So the candy man tells him, the candy's sweet, and everyone else is right. If you find the candy's bitter, then there must be something wrong with your taste buds. Maybe you have petzas in your mouth. Maybe something's wrong. So kavaron leib, Torah is sweet. If it's not going in, if it's not sweet to you, so you have to find the nekuda that's wrong, the certain things sometimes that a person could be doing or something wrong that a person has to fix. Torah zis, Torah sweet. Maybe we have to find the nekuda that why our taste buds aren't right, but Torah is a very, very sweet thing. And the Rosh Hashiva just mentioned in this week's Parsha, the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, he hit the rock. He should have just spoken to the rock. So there's tons of mefarshim. The Or HaChaim over here brings 10 pshatim and he starts knocking them all down. What was the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Or HaChaim Taka says, also in Etziv, what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from Moshe Rabbeinu? So they say, they wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to start learning Torah in front of the rock. Start learning a Perek Mishnayah, start giving a drasha, and all of a sudden water's going to come out of the Sela. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. I can't go into right now why a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that, what was the chait, what was the Midekenegen Midah of the Oynish not going into Eretz Yisrael. But the Netziv adds on over there, what's the lumdis? How does it work? You go and you speak in front of a rock, you start learning, and water comes out. What are the mechanics? How does such a thing work? Says the Netziv, brings down from the Yerushalmi, Tosfos brings it in Tainus. The one time the Amorayim were sitting by a bris, and everyone was by a bris. Oh, who's going to be tzaddik? What do you think they're going to name the baby? All regular bris hack. That there's something fun about guessing the baby's name. I don't know what's so exciting about it, but everyone tries. So the Amorayim said to each other, they're being Isaac in their Zachin. Let's be Isaac in ours. And they started learning and started being mepalpil with each other. And all of a sudden, a fire came down from Shemayim. And the Balabris runs over. Says, what are you doing? You're burning all the bagels. Destroying my bris. So they say, oh, we're sorry. We just got into the sugya. And the sugya was so gishmak, It was smechim k'nisi nasan. It was something which was so besimcha, just like Nesina Satoira, just like Har Sinai, and just like there was Eish by Har Sinai, Mamela, Eish came down over here. We apologize, that's the Metzias. Vibalt it was besimcha, so the same simcha as Matan Torah, so we tapped into Matan Torah, and Eish came down. Says the Netziv, there was also water by Har Sinai. It's clearly Subrakim, and the clouds came, and they were dripping Mayim. Says the Netziv, Mamela, that was how it worked. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu would say a shtickle Torah, a geshmak a shtickle Torah, and it would be smechem k'nisi nasan, and in the middle of the water would flow out. I wanted Klai Yisrael to know this yesoid. Punkt, I don't know how you choose whether or not Eish or Mayim comes out, because I guess Sveist Achois that you could choose what's going to come out, because if fire would have come out of the Sela, then there would have been the exact opposite of what Klai Yisrael was looking for. And Sveist Achois, you could choose what comes out. I guess they didn't want it to rain on the bagels at the bris. They had the Eish come down. The Maisa, and that's also the Pshat in Bichukosai Teilechu. Olam Mefarshim, there's 42 Pshatim in the Or HaChaim, right? Of Bichukosai Teilechu. Shutiyu Amelim Batera. What's Teilechu? Where are you going? Bichukosai Teilechu. Actually, one of the Pshatim that the Or HaChaim brings, the Avreichim will appreciate this, is Bichukosai Teilechu. You want to be a Amelim Batera? Teilechu. Get out of the house. You're not going to be able to learn with the kids all around. Everyone's driving you crazy. Teilechu. Get out. Get to the Beis Medrash. Sneak out of the house early Shabbos morning. Get there. Bichukosai Teilechu. But there's another pshat, I'll be the Lavush. The Lavush in Hilchus Brachus is being Meirich over there in Birchas HaTorah. He's coming to say that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaNehenin. It's the same way you make a bracha on a donut. It's a bracha of Hana. And he says over there, from the Gemara and the Darim, for the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al Ma'ov Da Oretz, why was the world destroyed? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Asher Ozvu Es Torasi, V'lo shamu b'koili, v'lo holchu ba. And they didn't holchu in it. Says the Levush, the lashon of holchu ba is the lashon of hoylich, like a tiyul. Everyone loves to go on a tiyul. Everyone likes to go for a walk in the mountain. Says the Levush, the chit, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was v'lo holchu ba. They didn't learn it with geshmak. It wasn't birchas anehenin. It wasn't a bracha on something geshmak. It was birchas hamitzvah. It was shalol lishma. That's Bichukosai Teilechu. Bichukosai Teilechu, learn the Torah, but learn it Bahalicha, learn it with the Geshmak, learn it with, and if it's not with the Bren, if it's not with the Geshmak, if it's not with the Bikush, if it's not with the Mavakesh, so what Mamela happens? Bichukosai Timasu. Then it's Nimas, just like the Yavid says. If it's not something that you find fun, that you start to find Geshmak, then the Teva Advarim is Nimasli. I'm disgusted by it. It has to be Bichukosai Teilechu, something which is fun, something which is geshmak. Torah is meant to be a davar matoik, ad ma'oid. L'maisa, I was zeicha to see some of the bachur in this yeshiva that was by, zeicha to meet them in the mir, and there's an akuda that I saw in them, that they have unbelievable geshmak in Torah. Unbelievable Brennan Torah, every day coming in and steiging, and they want more, and they want to hear more. And everything I heard about the yeshiva is Torah here is geshmak. Torah here is matoik. It's zis. That's a place, a makom Torah, where the Torah is sweet, the Torah is geshmak, where it's a mevakshei Hashem, with a talmid of mevakshei Hashem. That is the Derech HaMelech. That's the yellow brick roid. That's the yellow brick. Super yeshivish. That's the yellow brick. That's the yellow brick road. To be zoicha, to kirvas Hashem, to aliyas batayra, to yirushamayim, to midas toivas. How could a person not want to be part of something like that? Make a decision whether or not to join a yeshiva that are mavak shei Hashem. Said meyakar mavak shei Hashem. Toilam is mavak shei Hashem. It's muftach. It's muftach to have atzlocha. If you're Mavakshe Hashem. Another nekuda that I heard a lot about the yeshiva is the Moritika Achtos in the yeshiva, between the Bachurim, between the Rebbeim and the Chulei. Achtos is not a Pashta thing. It's one of the, everyone knows, Vayichan Bamidbar, for Har Sinai is one of the three Tanoim that they had Achdos. Say, Achdos is a nice Ach. Okay, it's good to have nice Midos. Like one of the three Tanoim for Kabbalah Sotera, Ma'inyan Achdos Eitzel Har Sinai. What's so important about Achdos? So Be'etzem, the truth is that there are many, many Mefarshim, Ksav Sofer, the Orachayim, the Meshechachma, V'oid, V'oid, that they say Pshat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to give us Taryug Mitzvahs, 613 Mitzvahs. And everyone has Ramach Evarim, V'shasa Gidin, and we all need to be Mekayim, all the 613 Mitzvahs. Now there's a big problem. I'm not a Kohen, so I don't have the Mitzvahs of Kohuna. I'm not a Melech, so I don't have the mitzvahs of melucha. And if, even if you're a kohen and a melech, but then if you're a kohen, then you're not giving, well, you can't be a melech if you're a kohen, but okay. But if you're a kohen, then you're not giving truma sumaisris, that you're not doing, how could you possibly keep all 613 mitzvahs? That's why we needed achdus. Because achdus, it's a metzias. If there's achdus between us, then when that kohen is mekayim a mitzvah, I also get the kiyam a mitzvah. And when he gives Trumas and Maishas to Yisrael, then the Kohen gets the mitzvah. It's a mitzias. If there's Achdos between us, now it's Shaykh to give us 613 mitzvahs. Because now it's Shaykh to keep them. But it's not only in keeping the mitzvahs, it's also in Limud HaTorah. First of all, Zeich in Torah needs Achdos. There's an unbelievable gra in Eish HaShchayil. It says, Eish HaShchayil mi yimsa. Chayil is Gematria 48. 30, 40, 48, right? They don't even, it's a real one. You don't need to add, you know, all the letters. It's actually 48. Eishas chayil mi yimsa. What's chayil? What's 48? 48 kinyanei ha-toira. So says the Gra, Eishas chayil, these 48 kinyanei ha-toira, mi yimsa. Have you ever seen one of the kinyanei ha-toira? It would take a lifetime of Musar, Sadarim, forget Gemara three times a day, three starim of the Mashkiach will come and speak, and maybe at the end of it will be Zoycha to have one kinyanim of the Torah. Eishes Chayil mi yimsa, who could do this? At the end of Eishes Chayil, Vashtate, Rabbois Bonois Asu Chayil. Rabbois Bonois, through the Reiv, through the Rabbim, Asu Chayil. That's how you're going to get the 48 kinyanim of Torah. Because if you have the Midah of Shtika, and you have the Midah of Ahavas Torah, and you have this Kinyan, and there's Achdus between us, and through the Rabbim, that's how you get the 48 kinyanim of Torah, and that's how your Memela Zoicha in Torah. Memela, it was pashut by me that if Yeshiva has these Nakudas of Mavakshe Hashem, a Geshmak in Torah, Achdus, these are the nekudas that are necessary. If you want to know a place where a person can be able to steig, where a person can be able to vaxois, that's what you have to look for. And if there's a place like that, that's a place I want to be part of. Petzem, I want to thank the Rosh Hashiva for giving me the opportunity. I look forward to being a chelik of the Gevaltika Olam. Bez Hashem, together, Suzamin, mit the Achdus, and mit the Bren, Kanaina Bez Hashem, we'll steig together, and we'll go Michael, Achayel, Suzamin, Biachad, with the Geshmak, with the Ni'imus, Bez Hashem, Hoida ala Avar, Ubakosha ala Asid, Yashikoyach, Boyolim, for everything, Ani Tfilah, that we should all see Hatzlacha together, and be Oila in the Derech HaMelech of Torah, with Torah, Yerushalayim, and Midas Toivus, Yashikoyach. Amen.